Warriors become the first team in the NBA this season to clench a playoff berth and taking down the Brooklyn Nets on Saturday night at Oracle Arena, as now they hit the road for 5 games in a trip where they will face teams from the East. Stephen Curry with a game-high 27 points and Klay Thompson with 24 points, helping lead the way to a 112-95 win over Brooklyn. Here's Steph and Coach Kerr.
Obviously without KD for the first time all year, it's a little different look. And they have a pretty versatile lineup where they can try to pressure out in the paint, out in the perimeter and attempt to take you out of what you want to do. So it took us a minute to get settled in, but like he talked about it this morning, when we start the games off, putting pressure on the defense by moving the ball and cutting, we usually wear teams out over the course of the game. And obviously it's a little back and forth. They made a lot of runs, but we were able to do that over, eventually down the stretch of the fourth quarter and seal the deal.
The Warriors used to go several years in a row without making the playoffs. Now, 5 years in a row. What's it say about the current state of the team?
Obviously doing some great things. I remember those days. Not a lot of guys in that locker room remember or have experienced not being on a playoff team. So I appreciate it a lot. Just you never take for granted the situation we're in. Clinching a playoff spot this early, it used to be, remember that first time we did it, it was a huge celebration in the locker room. And obviously, it's expected now, but, we want to continue to focus on the things we need to finishing out the season and being our best in the playoffs. And just keep pushing forward. This is just another check, a checkpoint along the way.
Was there any celebration tonight? Anything said?
As a guy that was, like I said, it was not my first, 3 years not making the playoffs, I think I was the first one that mentioned it after we broke it down, because I don't think many people realized. But no celebration, though. No.
Steph, while this wasn't your guys' best effort tonight, I noticed that during timeouts, you guys were joking around. You were having fun with one of the fans and making them win money tonight. Now, you guys being able to keep it lighthearted and not take yourselves too seriously, do you think that's what separates you guys from the rest of the NBA?
I can't speak for the rest of the NBA, but I know we like to have fun and enjoy what we do every night and find energy all sorts of different ways. And, it wasn't our prettiest game by any stretch of the imagination, but we found a way to separate ourselves at the end of the game, and you can't get bored with the process. You can't, no matter who you're playing, and I think we consistently do a pretty good job of that. And we're gonna keep it light, like we do in practice, like we do in the locker room. Sometimes during the games where you gotta have some fun with what you're doing. It's a long season, and you gotta find some joy.
I remember when Bazemore was traded, you had a kind of an encouraging message for him before he had to leave. I was wondering if you said anything similar to Briante after this game.
I just told him I appreciated his attitude and his effort and what he brought to us for the last 20 days. And hopefully he lands in another team pretty soon. Because he has a lot to offer this league, his tenacity on the defensive end and his confidence. And, there's a reason, he was on, our organization's radar with how he was playing and coming back from his injury. So he's going to be, I think, around for a long time, and hopefully, he sticks with whatever team he goes to next and continues to push.
Steph, when the big guys come out to you and guard you on the perimeter, it seems like you want to put them on skates. What's going through your mind when you get that mismatch?
You just got to recognize the space and the where you are on the floor, where a help side could be, but really you're in control in that situation. And you just try to either make the right decision whether you're going to pull up or try to get to the basket and get them off balance. That's basically it. You try not to be predictable in that situation. Just go at your pace and make the move you think is right and try to finish that possession. So, sometimes it needs to be a little bit more creative than others. But for the most part, I try to keep it simple and just get to my shot and make it happen.
Steph, when you look at this upcoming road trip for you guys, I mean, when you look at it ahead, I mean, is it more of a grind compared to other trips that you've had, just the five games and then coming back for one and then going back out on the road for a couple more?
Yeah, it's kind of – we want to obviously get off to a good start because of how, you know, daunting that last stretch of the first part of the road trip and then, you know, how many miles we're going to log. But, you know, we're playing, you know, five really, you know, competitive teams and in their home arena. So we got to obviously, you know, pack our defense in our suitcase and hopefully, you know, that shows up every night. Not try to, you know, not beat ourselves with turnovers, and if we can control, you know, the momentum in each of those games and really control the minutes and hopefully not wear ourselves out too much, we'll be able to withstand the crazy schedule, the travel schedule, and continue to get wins.
We wanted to play a lot of people tonight, and we did, so that was good. Steph had to play more than usual, 35 minutes, because we couldn't put Brooklyn away. I give them a lot of credit. They play hard every single night. They play hard. They deny on the wings, put a lot of pressure on defensively, and they stayed right in it. I think they cut it to 7 or 8 late in the game. So had to keep Steph out. But other than that, the minutes were pretty widely distributed, and that was good to see.
It was kind of a choppy offensive game. How much do you attribute that to Durant not being there?
Well, I mean, that obviously plays a big role in it. I mean, KD is such a talented player, and he's you know, when he's not out there, it takes away a huge weapon. You know, we got going a little bit there. We had our moments, but you know, it wasn't our finest effort. I liked the second half offensively, even though we didn't shoot the ball that well. We only had 3 turnovers. And that's key for us. And you know, it wasn't a great night, but it was a solid night, and it's exactly what we needed to do was you know, play a lot of people and win the game, and now we head off on the road tomorrow.
When you said that Draymond didn't have it, at what point did you?
I just said it wasn't his night.
Night. Did you kind of inform him that he just wasn't going to come back in, or?
Just things weren't going well, and so we just went with a different rotation, different lineup. It just seemed like the, you know, a night for that. McAdoo came in, gave us good energy, and it's no big deal.
He's been struggling with shot for a while now. I think it was 1 for 10 tonight. Is it the offense maybe bleeding into both sides, or is it just overall?
I don't think we've been moving the ball that well the last couple of games. The Clipper game, we had that great third quarter, but we did not move the ball particularly well. And I think we need to do a better job of that. We've got to get more 5 or 6 pass possessions early in the game to establish that ball movement and that rhythm, and that helps everybody out.
Steve, you've been in this game long enough to know how tough it is to have to make a decision, as you mentioned, with Briante. Is that the hardest part of being in your spot right now? Because I can see it's wearing on you a lot.
Yeah. It's no fun. It was hard to release Anderson Varejão 3 weeks ago, one of my favorite players I've ever been around. And it was very difficult to let Briante go because he did everything right. He got a great attitude. He's got competitive fire. His teammates like him. So it's no fun. But, you know, he's got a career ahead of him. He's going to make it in this league. And I'm hopeful. I know there are other teams interested in him right now. He's going to be snapped up. And I'm hopeful he can go somewhere where he can get more playing time than he got here. But he did a really nice job the last few weeks. And I like, as I mentioned when we signed him, I like the roster balance. I like being able to finish games with a more natural lineup out there. And that's what we are going to continue to do with the guy who's going to come in next. And that's what we're hoping for in the next couple of days. And we're making the decision, obviously, thinking it's the best thing for the team. We make every decision based on that.
Steve, what did you think of the job that Zaza did on Brooke tonight?
Zaza was tremendous. I mean, Brooke was 3 for 13. That guy's a tough cover. You know, he can step all the way out and make threes, but he can go down to the low block. And I thought Zaza's positioning on him was great. I thought JaVale also did a nice job on him when he was out there. And, you know, we had a lot of good defensive plays making things difficult on him. Marcus?
I'm Ethan for the night. I'm Marcus's shadow.
Much better. I'd much prefer to get a question from you anyway.
Just wanted to know about Pat McCaw, how you thought he did tonight. Definitely more aggressive than usual from deep. How do you think he did both on offense and defense?
Great energy. That's the main thing from Patrick when he plays with that kind of frenetic energy at the defensive end and then is cutting and moving offensively, then a lot of good things happen. He's a very instinctive basketball player. He feels it. He sees the game. And I thought he was really, really good tonight.